In the past 12 months, the number of visitors to Tasmania's 85 cellar doors has increased by 20%, according to Wine Tasmania. Talk is of a cellar door-led recovery, with the standout performer being sparkling wine. In a recent report, 5 out of 6 of Australia's most highly rated sparkling houses were Tasmanian estates. Hilary Burden reports from the Pipers River region, not far from us here in Georgetown.
Natalie Fryer is the former sparkling winemaker for Jance, but now works as a wine consultant. She moved from the Barossa Valley to Launceston last year to develop her own sparkling wine label.
The reputation of Tasmania as a wine region is growing so quickly. People are really taking notice and want to come and have these wonderful experiences.
According to Wine Tasmania, in the past year, more than 207,000 of all visitors to Tasmania, or 17%, visited a cellar door specifically to imbibe the wine, the views and the distinctive ambiance.
Real, isn't it? There's nothing synthetic, there's nothing fabricated, it's just what it is. It's from the source directly.
In his inaugural Australian Sparkling Report, published in May, Australian Wine Communicator of the Year Tyson Stelzer assessed 50 out of Australia's 63 wine regions. The 3 top-rated 7-star estates all have their own cellar doors in Pipers River.
Pipers River is an amazing region for all winemaking, but particularly sparkling wine. I think it's probably home to 7 of the top 10 sparkling wines in the country. And it does mimic probably what's considered the greatest sparkling wine region in the world, which is Champagne.
At Jance, they've even coined a new phrase and trade registered it.
They made the traditional champagne method, which we actually call Method Tasmanoise.
The newest cellar door is a striking, upended sea container looking out over the east coast hazards. It opened at Devil's Corner last summer. The owners, Brown Brothers, have invested $1.8 million on a redesign of the old property, and there's already been a significant increase in visitors.
Lynn Evans, and I manage the Devil's Corner cellar door.
How many more visitors are you getting?
Oh, I think we've doubled last year's, yeah. A lot of Americans, a lot of Europeans. We had people from Iceland, different countries that I virtually didn't know people got out of. Especially the Chinese, they tell everyone. And we had a wine here a while back that was an older vintage that was a little bit sweeter that the Chinese just loved. And they're still coming in trying to get that wine now.
Tasmanian Vineyard of the Year, Clover Hill, is following trend, announcing a substantial reinvestment of its own, set to open in December. And there's no sign that things will slow down. Rebecca Duffy is the owner and winemaker at Holm Oak in the Tamar Valley. She's won this year's Tasmanian Rural Woman of the Year Award with her proposal to travel and study international cellar doors.
I think there's huge opportunity to actually create more experiences at cellar doors in the Tamar to create something that's a little bit more dynamic, and that's what I'd like to see happen.
Rebecca Duffy is the owner and winemaker at Holm Oak in the Tamar Valley. Hilary Burden reporting there.